Yeah.
Well, what was, all right, I don't know if you want to save it for the podcast, but
I mean, you can. It's up to you.
I mean, you can start whenever you're ready, really.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how comic book music would go, but hello and welcome to the first installment of what are we calling this again?
The lore goes deeper.
The lore does go deeper. It really does. Almost. Yeah, no, I couldn't find a good deep joke. There is The Boys though. Could make a joke about that.
The voice?
If you've watched The Boys, yeah.
No.
Never seen it.
No, I have not.
It's a good watch. It's more of a story on how, like, if superheroes were real in a real world. How that would go, and it's something. But yeah. This show is really just gonna be comprised of us talking about what's going on in the, well, mostly cinematic universes of DC, and just go into our opinion what's been going on. So yeah.
MCU, DC, basically comic books in general, everything pretty much comic book related. And you got Marvel, Marvel Cinematic Universe, you got Marvel Comics, you got DC Cinematic Universe, whatever the joke that is, and DC Comics, and etc.
I think we're gonna kick off this episode talking about, I'd say, the biggest comic book event of this year so far, that being WandaVision. A huge success on Marvel and Disney part
Or was
as
it?
they move toward the, or was it? Or was it? I still think, you know, even
There's
after everything is said and done,
yeah,
I still think it
there's some
was a pretty
controversy.
big success. There's a lot of controversy. So, would you want to kick it off with the controversy here?
Yeah. So, all right, there's kind of like two kind of like paths of controversy. When WandaVision first started off, like the first couple episodes came out, people were kind of confused, like what they were like, wait, what is this? Why is this like this isn't Marvel? And it's gonna like it was like a sitcom type of thing, and that's the theme that they followed for like the first just like a random sitcom type of thing for like the first few episodes, and people were really confused about that because. Everyone knows Marvel has like the high octane fighting scenes with like the Avengers, Age of Ultron, Endgame, etc. All those movies and stuff. And it was just like so far out of left field. And yeah, just, people really just they didn't like it at first, 'cause like they didn't see
Yeah.
their Marvel that we all came to know and love.
And you know, that was understandable. I thought it was to be expected for like just like the general viewer just watching. It's not what you expect from a superhero company. Start making a sitcom. But just speaking on how they did the sitcom in general, I loved it. You could really tell that they did their homework and brought out the sitcoms of the eras that they tried to portray them. Dick Van Dyke and Bewitched. You could really see the intros and costumes and all, and everything. It was just pinpoint accurate.
I personally like that they like I like when it started off that it wasn't just like another Marvel film, 'cause like we need some variety, some type of variety out there. And that's what WandaVision kind of brought out. Like it showed that the MCU can be more than just those blockbuster movies with big action scenes and a bunch of CGI. And it's like, yeah, like, no, it also, I like, also like the that they picked pretty like obscure characters, because like obviously like Scarlet Witch and Vision, they're not like huge characters in the Marvel Universe, and bringing light to those two characters is really, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely bringing characters that most people don't know to the limelight. I really like that. And they're also I see that they're doing that with the movies too, like Shang-Chi, the Ten Rings coming out soon. Character that a lot of people have no clue about, but it'll be great to see it on the big screen.
Yeah, you got the Black Widow movie coming out. You got what the movies? What? Well, they're making a new series now, the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And I
I
think
believe Ironheart is a show.
Ironheart.
Yeah, that.
I'm trying to
I
figure out how
believe
that
so.
show would go turn out, to be honest. I know there's a lot of controversy with Ironheart and like just in the comic books, to be honest.
Yeah, a lot of people do not like her. For
Yeah.
those that do not know, Ironheart being the one of the successors of Tony Stark, the Iron Man. She's a black Iron female, Iron
Iron
lady,
Woman.
Iron woman, but she's a kid.
Yeah, it's basically
She's a
Miles Morales' version of Iron Man.
basic one, man.
But
They were the first two to really yeah, but yeah, most people loved Miles and hated Riri Williams, I believe her name is.
You got it. I think it's Riri.
But we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, I like that the WandaVision is very, very different from Marvel Universe. That's what I gotta say about that first line of controversy. But people,
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
yeah, people gotta get out of the they gotta get out of the stereo like not stereotype, but the traditional mindset. You gotta change things up sometimes. Because if you don't change things up, if Marvel never changed things up, they're like, of course Marvel it'll be like cool, I guess, but like it wouldn't be as big. With their new installment and how they're doing things now, they have room to grow. Cause like
Hundred
before like, oh well, I'm not gonna I don't really include the Incredible Hulk movies as Marvel movies, because they gotta redo those. Because I'm pretty sure Hulk was owned by a different
they
company when MCU kind of started up. But because Incredible Hulk is not even on Disney Plus.
no, it's
But like when they started the movies, I think they I'm pretty sure they planned everything out super far ahead, because like they started with Iron Man, all like kind of like the origin stories for like them kind of like the main Avengers, like Iron Man, Thor, Captain America.
Yeah.
But like, they did all those movies kind of follow like a similar format. Like it kind of like it tells a story, there's some action involved. And then it leads you on to our next clue what the next movie is going to be about, or how everything
Yeah.
kind of comes together to be one big thing. Like, and if they had stuck with that format, it wouldn't have lasted. Because the only reason why it did last for so long is because these are Marvel's main characters. Those are the characters that everybody loves, everybody knows. But if you did that for say like Nova, I don't think it would have worked out. It's like a similar format, because
Yeah,
like,
because yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, just a solo Nova movie. I don't know how that would play.
Yeah, that it
I
wouldn't work out.
think
It wouldn't.
they'd have to introduce him in a movie with characters that we already know.
For sure.
Even though that using that formula over and over again would eventually be a problem. DC needs to pick up that formula. If anything is their problem, that's it. that they don't use that formula.
The only thing that DC rides on is like, especially for like the comic books are great. Their movies though,
Oh,
to like
yeah.
to get more people into it, the only thing that they were riding on is Batman and Joker.
Pretty much it.
And
Superman, too.
I guess yeah, and Superman too. And yeah, pretty much Superman.
But that's it. The amount of reboots Batman and Superman have alone
Ridiculous.
is ridiculous. It's sad. They couldn't even keep Ben Affleck for
Yeah.
more than two movies.
It's like, yeah, bro, Batman, there's been Batman movies since I forgot when the first one came out, but I want to say the 60s. I don't know.
I think that's right.
And they just keep making new ones. When's the most? I think they're making another one.
Yeah, with Robert Pattinson.
Yeah. That's the guy that was like he didn't want to but like work out or bulk up for the role, right?
Yep,
Yeah,
that's the one.
that guy is.
Which, come on, but don't. Come on.
How you gonna have a skinny Batman?
Please don't. Don't do that. I think he started, but
He better start.
yeah, he's kind of making a joke of himself.
Yeah,
Once DC could do that, they'll have some success,
and
some more
just
success, because
I think
it's looking kind of slow.
like I think they need to do more with Flash. They need to do more with Green Lantern. They need to do more with I'm tired of seeing Batman. But if you're gonna do Batman, you need to include like Nightwing, Robin, all like the other characters that kind of like that grow into the Batman thing are pretty important characters.
Facts.
Who else would be like a pretty good Batman? I mean, not Batman, DC movie or DC story.
Show more of the villains, you know.
Yeah.
If you're gonna have a Batman, you know, I the last time we saw Mr. Freeze and Bane. Well, we saw
Oh.
Bane in the Dark Knight
Yeah.
movies, but Poison Ivy, we saw them in I think that was Batman and Robin. Was part of that.
Was I didn't watch the Birds of Prey movie. 'Cause I
Birds of
guess
Prey did introduce more characters.
yeah, it did. Like 'cause everyone loves like Harley Quinn and stuff, of course.
Yeah.
I gotta watch Birds of Prey to be honest, 'cause like 'cause when it first came out, I was like DC trying to make another movie. I don't know how it's gonna work out.
But yeah, it did. No Ivy though.
Really? What? Crazy. And they and yeah, I know DC. They also kind of popped off with what you call it? Their the Catwoman with Halle Berry and stuff.
Yeah,
That's pretty
it was
good.
a really good movie.
But yeah, it's pretty much just been oh and like because like they try. I mean they try to make the movies good. But we've all seen Suicide Squad and Justice League, and that ain't it.
Now they had the Wonder Woman movie and the Aquaman movie. They were
Okay,
pretty
yeah. My bad.
solid.
Yeah, those are solid. Those are solid. They see like, but you see that's the formula though. Like they Marvel, they get the each kind of like the big characters get their individual things. And they get to tell get deep into the story, and they get like a good thing, and it pops off. And like as soon as they started
But
doing that, like, outside of Batman and Superman, like Aquaman and Wonder Woman, it popped off. Especially Wonder Woman.
true, but that movie came out after Justice League, which is one of the biggest problems. And same with Aquaman. Why would you make their solo movie after the team up?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because you had Iron Man, then you had Captain America, then you had like Avengers type thing. Yeah,
Yeah.
all the together Avengers came after introductions. Because, like, I guess you can say, like here's their whole story. Because, what was I gonna say? Because you know how, like, the X-Men movies, they kind of go, like, their timeline is kind of, like, backwards. They could have been trying to do something like that. But, I don't know.
Yeah, the X-Men movies are a mess. Timeline is a mess.
See, they're a mess, but at the same time, because I guess I grew up with the X-Men movies, and, like, I just find them, like, they were pretty good. Like, the thing that they ride on is the characters.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Because, like, everyone's like, oh yeah, Wolverine, Storm, Cyclops, Iceman, Nightcrawler, and Professor X, and all those guys, and Juggernaut, of course, and
Magneto.
yeah, Magneto. Because, like, if it didn't have those characters, it would have flopped.
Pretty much.
I'm
100%.
excited to see where Marvel's going to take, like, the new iteration of X-Men, though, because they did say they were doing, like, going to, like, a new X-Men movie or X-Men series or something.
And well, yeah, I believe so. But I think that we could tie that into the second controversy, big controversy over WandaVision. And the one that I personally feel the most disappointed about, Quicksilver, was featured in WandaVision, and just for a boner joke? Really? That's all y'all could come up with? Just name him Ralph Boner? Not only did they screw up all the theories about Quicksilver, but the ones about Ralph as well. Because Ralph turned out to be nobody. And I'm not gonna lie, during all of WandaVision, and even now, everybody's been calling out Mephisto. That's just been it's been th He's Mephisto and they're Mephisto, but the first big one was like Ralph. Okay, who's Ralph? Who could Ralph be? And it was Quicksilver.
Yeah, honestly,
I
like, they could have kept Quicksilver out of that show. Cause, like,
Yeah.
they took that the like it, for them to, like, kind of introduce and see what's going on with Quicksilver. That took up I want to say that took about at least, like, one episode. Like, maybe not all at the same time, but, like, all together. That took out, like, at least one episode of the time where it could have just been space to do things better.
Yeah.
Because
They
what
said
did
they
what did
did
he
cut
add
a
to the
lot
story?
from the That's what I want to know. They All right. Fine. Sure. Add Quicksilver. Cool, whatever. But you specifically chose Evan Peters, the Quicksilver actor from the X-Men movies, to play this Quicksilver in the WandaVision show and then have him be a nobody. Why would you? I thought this is just a missed opportunity if it was anything, in my opinion. This could have been a segue into the X-Men universe.
Honestly. But yeah, I don't, real quick, yeah, they did man's dirty. They either could have kept him out, or they could have. I don't know what they would have done with him, to be honest. Cause, yeah, the honest wouldn't. They could just kept him out, cause I can't even find a way to make him relevant to the story of WandaVision.
At all. What?
Cause
Yeah.
this is the same universe where he died, so it's like, how did he get there? It's kind of, I mean, of
Like,
course.
okay, yeah. Looking at it from like if this the show was relevant, right? Like Darcy said she recast Evan Peters, and it was, jeez, man. Forget her name. It was Agatha. Yeah, it was
Okay.
Agatha all along. But Agatha brought Mr. Ralph Boner and gave him the powers of Quicksilver to trick Wanda into thinking that he was back. One, he looks nothing like what's his name? Aaron Taylor? Yeah, Aaron Taylor Johnson. He looks nothing like him at all.
True.
So from the jump, she should have been like, who are you? I suppose she could have been blinded by grief and just rolled with it, but really? Two, it would have just, there were so many theories that I've heard that could have replaced what happened in the show. That would have been a lot better.
I want to bring up, because I don't know the full story. I don't know the full relationship between Agatha and Wanda, Scarlet Witch. But wasn't Agatha like the didn't she like kind of like raise and teach the Scarlet Witch?
Essentially, she was like a mentor to her.
Yeah, because that's why I was confused like when she kind of revealed herself. I was like, wait, because but how? And like in the comics, they knew each other before, like since like childhood, basically. Like maybe like of course, the universes are different because I guess now you could say that Marvel has three universes, like the mainline universe, the Ultimate Universe, and the Cinematic Universe. Because that just threw me for a loop.
Yeah.
Cause like how, cause she just like popped out of nowhere. It was like, "Hey, I want your power. How are you doing this?" But like, one, how did she get in there? Yeah, wait, what? Now what?
She, I, yeah, it left us with a lot of unexplained things. How did Agatha,
End up in
did
her
she
simulation.
just pop up there? 'Cause it didn't seem like, 'cause we got the explanation of how Wanda made the barrier and the hex,
Yeah, we got that.
and yeah, but nowhere did we see. Well, I suppose we did see when Agatha came in, when they revealed that it was Agatha all along, when she floated down and changed her appearance. And turned to the camera and was like, sh with
But
the
see,
flowers, I believe.
but see
She
how
just
like,
popped up.
cause like how like cause, how did she? How did how was she in? Well, was she just like at the right place at the right time? Then she like, oh my power senses are coming off. She's exerting a bunch of power. I need to go see what's happening. I don't think there was an explanation for how she actually got inside the simulation because she was always just like there. She was there from the beginning, as the neighbor, and like when and then at the end when like she kind of wanted to kind of like transfer hers back to the neighbor, like. Was Agatha always the neighbor? Like, was that's just like her form? I don't think so, right?
No.
Cause yeah, cause like if her true identity is the neighbor, then was she just pretending to be the neighbor? Like how what's her name? The captain?
I'm blanking on everybody's name right
Yeah,
now.
I'm horrible with names. But the
Man.
captain the. The lady who helped like deliver her
Such a
babies and stuff. Is it Gwen? Damn.
Monica Rambeau. Yeah.
Because like because Monica she was pretending to be the other chick, and like from like the 70s, and all right, that's
Well, I don't
understandable.
think Monica was pretending. No, Monica was
Okay.
actually like under the spell.
Yeah.
And then as Wanda like started to like reminisce, she kind of like wasn't focused on keeping the hex held, and then like memory started to slip out. And
Okay,
that's when she screwed
excellent.
up.
But
But yeah, no, Agatha was pretending the whole time. She knew what she was doing.
I don't know. That like her the whole Agatha situation was just really that just that was that's what kind of turned me off to WandaVision like towards the end. I was like the beginning amazing like as you said before like when they were like switching generations and switching eras like the costumes changed the lighting the colors and everything changed. It was good the outfits and everything. But then like when things started to pick up. With the whole Agatha thing, I was like, how, what? Okay, just kind of went along with it.
Another thing, the how they alluded to the engineer that Monica was friends with that was gonna build the rover to enter. Everybody, including me, I was thinking Reed Richards. That's what I was hoping for. I was like, yes, Fantastic Four. Finally. And nothing. Yet again, another missed opportunity, in my opinion. I was really hoping that the end credit scenes, one of the two, would hopefully have something to do with Fantastic Four, maybe, or X-Men.
See,
Maybe even see Doctor Strange or something.
yeah,
No.
because like with Doctor Strange, like when Doctor Strange appears, anything can happen. He could just change. He could just flip the switch on everything and be like, "Oh, damn." What happened then? But
Yeah.
yeah, but I, yeah, I, there was like there was a lot of it. Like it alluded to something at the end, but like yeah, it definitely was a missed opportunity. But who knows? Who knows what Marvel will do like in the next like say 3 years? Because now that they made
Yeah, honest.
Disney Plus like a main platform like where they release their stuff, I'm pretty sure they can start like releasing their stuff more often since they don't really have to deal with production companies, I guess, or like movie theaters and all this other
Yeah.
stuff, like getting that out there because they can just like just post it online.
No, yeah, 100%. And one more gripe, one real one that I have with the show is just the last episode, the last
Yeah,
fight. It just
I was gonna
wasn't
bring that up.
yeah, it wasn't the greatest. I didn't really like it at all, to be honest. The best part of that episode,
The ship
in
of
my opinion,
Theseus.
was Vision talking to Vision.
Honestly, you know the
That
ship of
was it.
Theseus.
And then what happened to White Vision? That's another thing. He just flew away, and that was it.
Basically, I'm pretty sure he. I guess they kind of. There was like he destroyed himself because he is Vision, and his mission was to destroy Vision. But wait,
Is
who?
that what
Wait.
happened?
I mean, I'm. That's what I'm guessing. I mean, if he pops up in like a later in a later series or later film, then he pops up and oh, he went to explore himself or something like that. I don't know.
Yes, he wants to find himself, take a hike on the Himalayan.
And it's like the whole like Vision thing, like, cause how, I mean, I guess that kind of explains like how powerful Wanda actually is and how powerful the Scarlet Witch is, cause she basically remade Vision, but and it's like she so that Vision can do all the things that he could do when he was alive,
Yeah.
like he kind of like tapped. Wait, hold up. Because all right, because the White Vision, that wasn't from her simulation, right? That was.
No, the White Vision was Vision's original body, reanimated by Sword.
So, since the simulated Vision, kind of pretty much put the power of the Mind Stone, or at least put his memories, inside the White Vision, would that make the White Vision like? Basically, like the new Vision, basically.
That's what I thought. I was like, at the end of the conversation, I came to the conclusion that the white vision was the real vision. And I thought he was gonna go like help in the fight or something, or meet up with her at the end
Nah, he did.
or something.
He did, bro.
Nah. Yeah, he just zoom. He was gone. So okay.
But yeah, I don't see,
The
like
last episode.
the fight between Wanda and Agnes is actually horrible.
Oh yeah, the everything about it. The effects look shoddy.
Yeah.
Flying and all that. I mean, it was a TV show, and I understand that, but it, like regular TV show effects, you kind of expect going in, it's not gonna look the greatest, and you know that.
I don't know about that, cause they did Vision stuff pretty spot on.
Well, yeah, that's very true. Yeah,
Like,
so.
was that just like their style of flying or something? I don't know.
Suppose.
Like,
What era were they in? I think it
or
was. I don't think it was exactly modern. I mean, it was modern, but like 2010. So,
oh, for the
maybe.
last episode?
Yeah.
No, I think that was
Inside the
current
hangar.
day. I think that was current day.
Was it?
I mean, I'm pretty sure, like, but it was like the town. I guess it's kind of like just like a. That's kind of just kind of how the town is. I don't know.
Yeah, how it looked.
I've never been to Westview.
Shucks. Maybe might have to visit.
Yeah.
Maybe get some powers when I leave. And another thing that reminds me, Monica and her powers.
Yeah.
Miss Photon herself. We really didn't get to see anything.
Yeah. All she did was do like the bullet thing.
I didn't even think that was that cool, to be honest. She didn't even stop all of them.
The kid had to stop one.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, she just kind of came out of nowhere. She was like, "Oh, I gotta jump in front of the bus to save the kids."
That was her moment. That was it. She stopped 9 out of the 10 bullets that came. And Billy had to stop the last one.
Yeah, that
I
moment,
was thinking,
the moment was really random.
I was thinking I was gonna see some flying or some
Yeah.
energy projection. Nope. Got different color eyes and
Yeah.
slowed bullets. Cool.
Maybe next time, maybe next time. M maybe.
Even with that scene, I was just gonna say, even with that scene, they could have just been like, all right, cool. She absorbed the kinetic energy of the bullets. Now put it out.
Yeah, like shot it back at
Shoot them.
them. Yeah.
Yeah, do something.
I don't know. Maybe WandaVision is kind of just like a teaser of what Marvel could do with this new platform or with this new formula.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Cause
I
like,
mean, yeah.
if they are starting to give more attention to like the smaller stories out like outside the Avengers and the main characters. Yeah, they could they have a lot of characters that they can do that with. And
Oh yeah.
if they decide to do that, I think we're pretty good. But it just has to be better than
This was
WandaVision.
really just facts, Rachel. WandaVision is just what that was Wanda's solo movie, basically.
Basically, yeah.
So at the end of the day, seeing like Monica and stuff like that, that was really just Easter eggs to what's upcoming. Like in She-Hulk is coming, and Miss Marvel, which we're probably gonna see Monica in.
Sorry, wait, sorry, say that again, I was away.
No, I was just saying, really just have to take like seeing Monica with her powers and stuff as Easter eggs to the next project.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
Like Miss Marvel, she'll probably be in that.
Yeah, I
So,
don't know.
you know.
But there is one last question I wanted to kind of discuss. How what do you think of like the other like side characters introduced? Like, what do you think of them? Like, of course, everyone loves Jimmy Woo.
Oh yeah, Big Woo.
Woo, or, but like you also had the actual physicist girl for her name.
Oh yeah, Darcy.
Yeah, Darcy. So you got Jimmy, you got Darcy, you got and I guess the I'm pretty sure, I don't know if it's the main antagonist, cause Agatha only had like one or two episodes to be an antagonist, but the general dude, I would call him the main antagonist to be honest. The
Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about. Give a second, it'll come to me.
Hey
He
Google,
was,
who was the main
yeah, Google at
antagonist
this
of
point.
WandaVision?
It's probably gonna say Agatha, bro.
Aaron Keener. According to Villains Wiki,
Aaron
fandom,
Keener. Wait,
Aaron
what?
Keener also.
That's one. Oh, it's a WandaVision. What is his
A
name?
Hayward.
Hayward. Yeah, Hayward. Hayward. Got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause like.
I mean that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Cause like
I see
he.
where you're going.
I honestly didn't like his character, cause like he just kind of like, what was his intention? Was his like, cause he talked to Wanda personally. Like he knew what she was feeling and all of that stuff, and after he knew what was going on, he just kind of went on the path of evil for no reason.
Yeah, I think it's gonna lead to like, see, and that's even more of a reason why I thought the X-Men were gonna pop up, because I thought Hayward was gonna lead. I'm pretty sure Hayward is gonna lead into the Sentinels being a thing.
Okay, yeah, it
The
could.
killer robot, the X-Men killer robots.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely could.
And that's what I was thinking. You know, they experimented with Vision. That was their first attempt. And then moving forward, we'll probably see more like that. But yeah, at the end, he just got arrested, and that was it.
Yeah, basically. And Dart.
Shot at some kids and.
Yeah, the kids. Ah, freak. Darcy's character, I feel like she could have played a bigger role, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, she was just like, she kind of figured out what was, I mean, she played a big role in the beginning, but like in like towards the end, she was kind of like irrelevant. I mean, I guess she came back. I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like there should have been more with Darcy. Cause she figured out what was going on, and that was a big thing. She was like kind of like the part of like the little group, who he was like one kind of wanted to save Wanda instead of just like shutting it all down, and kind of like figure what was going out.
Yeah.
And then she like crashed the car so that he could so that Hayward could be arrested.
Yeah.
I mean,
Mean, I, yeah,
I
she
don't
could have done more though.
know. Yeah.
She's not even popping. I thought she was gonna pop up in the Thor for Thor Love and Thunder.
Yeah, same.
Nah. Apparently not. She did say she's in another project, but not the Thor movie. She's like. Those are your movies. Those are the ones that you were in, but guess not.
Yeah, who knows?
And then
Who
Woo,
knows more?
Woo was
Sorry.
cool. Boy, Jimmy Woo, he was
Word.
cool,
Yeah.
definitely.
People said that they wanted him to have like his own series, but we talked about this before. It just wouldn't work.
Yeah, no, that's he's a cool side character, but yeah, nah.
Like he could probably do like a I don't know, like a commercial type thing. I don't know, but like an
You got
actual
some
series.
shorts.
Yeah, like some shorts, like five like little 5 minute things.
Yeah.
Like you know, it's like those like Mickey Mouse things on TV, like the new ones that
Yeah.
they came on during the commercials. I could see that, but cable's not a thing anymore, so. Yeah,
Yeah,
his
so,
character is just it's too small, cause like his character revolves around other characters. He's not like his own thing.
Very true. He popped up in Ant-Man just to make sure he kept the bracelet on. That was about it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, here. I mean, here he had a much bigger role than before, but still.
Because do we even
But it's
have,
cool.
like, in the comics, do we even have, like, an origin of Jimmy Woo? Or is he just there?
Oh, no, I don't even think he's in the comics.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was just.
But yeah. Whew. Anything else that comes to mind about WandaVision?
WandaVision? No, I don't think so. Oh, there is a James Wu in
Whoa.
the comics, though, which I assume he's based off of. Yeah.
Yeah, I will say.
Vision of Secret.
I guess so. Well, yeah, that would make sense because Jimmy, James, Jim, and John are kind of like the same name, technically. Same as like Bob and Robert and Bobby and stuff. So I guess it could be based off of him. But
Yeah, that's cool.
yeah, this is kind of our first attempt of like a comic book themed podcast episode. If you have any suggestions or anything you want to talk about, put in the comments in the comment section on YouTube. Make sure you hit the like button, subscribe, all that other good stuff. If you're not on YouTube, like if you're on like Spotify or Apple Podcast or any other podcast platform, and you're hearing this, you should check it out on YouTube too, if you want to. Yeah, just we spread out so you can listen to your preferred things on your preferred platforms. But yeah, let's know what's your opinion on WandaVision. We like, cause the, and it's a really like controversial thing, and we like I want to see other people's opinions on it.
Yeah, definitely. I'd like to know what other people think. Get some interaction with the people listening.
Yeah, but yeah, this has been the first episode of The Lore Goes Deeper.
Dunno,
We need some type. We need like. Into some type of theme song for this, I don't know.
something, yeah.
But yeah, hope you enjoyed and goodbye.